It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat. Which looks like if a gas giant were made of burning barf. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 2-6.
Everyone.
Oh, hey.
You took an order from me?
Yeah, I took it.
Come in here, buddy. Let's hug this out.
Let's hug it out.
AJ, that's really good. That's a great use of your time. I'm proud of you.
AJ, sensitive question, but did it stop smelling like butts everywhere you went?
Yeah, it's totally weird. You know, I cleaned out the filter, took out a lot of the paste that was around there, and now it doesn't smell like butts. Good to go.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
How much paste was in there?
It was hard to breathe.
Yeah.
It was like starting to get up my nose and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when you guys were suggesting that, I was like, no. But then when you gave me direct order, I'm a soldier.
I did notice a lot of wheezing from you.
Yeah, I almost, when we were lifting those boxes, I almost passed out. And then I was like, maybe I should have.
You could have just left it to me. I'm a loader truck.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm probably stronger.
Debatable.
I was genetically made to be strong.
Your meat?
I mean, both of us could be better than
Papa. Well, no question.
I mean, I could pick both of you up, no problem.
I mean,
should we all arm wrestle? Should we all arm wrestle right now?
We should all.
You trying to get free?
Yeah.
Let's arm wrestle.
Hey, guys, I'm almost done loading all these boxes. Did you guys want to help at all with any of these, or...
Oh,
like you had it well in hand.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ picked up a couple, and then he said he was going to pass out, so...
Oh, yeah, I think each of those is about, I don't know,
80, 90 pounds?
I feel like it would go a little faster if we were all helping. I'm also clearly the weakest of the four of us.
Well, yeah,
you are absolutely the weakest. You should not arm wrestle us.
Hey,
no way.
My call has just been open for a while while you're loading these boxes. It's taking forever. I can't just have my hall open for too long. It gets rusty. So a lot of draft comes in. It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
So if you do not mind, hurry the jack up.
Okay, yeah,
okay,
sorry.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry.
You know, C-53, these are on pallets. You could probably help a little bit.
All you have to do
is... Listen, I can only leave the truck here so long if these pamphlets off my truck.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry,
no,
sir.
No, of course, sorry. We're having Fleck unload these as quickly as possible. We're sorry.
What even are these?
These are pamphlets.
Yeah, what is for? Unification of the blah, blah, blah. Get them off my truck.
You just stopped reading. There's one more word on the front of the... galaxy. The word's galaxy.
My hour ended right before I was reading that word. You paid for an hour of the truck.
He's on OT, guys.
Locking it up.
All right. C-53, could you just get this last pallet? Okay.
There you go.
That would have taken so much less time.
Yeah, that took seconds.
All right, great. Closing up my hatch.
No, Barton.
Ow! 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 Yikes! My hatch.
RG.
What?
Can you open it back up? We didn't get back on the ship.
I need a 5-second reset, okay?
Does it exert energy to have your hatch open, Bargy?
Let it close.
Oh, no, Bargy.
It exerts energy to do anything. Doesn't it exert energy for you to go poop in your pants?
I mean, yes, obviously some. I don't know. What kind of question is that?
When do you poop in your pants?
Never. I've never done that. Bargy, listen, you know, the mission's done. Can we just get back on the ship, get back to space?
Hold on. 1, 2.
She's taking off. Bargy!
Huh.
Just left the atmosphere.
Wild. I mean, not unexpected, we can all agree.
Bargy?
Yeah?
Where did you go?
I
have to do a flying reset as well.
What is happening with your systems, Bargy?
A classic flying reset.
Nothing. It's just usually my hull isn't just open for an hour, you know?
Guess. Mm-hmm. Is it a systems problem? Is it a... What? I don't understand what needs to...
Your ship mechanical all of a sudden just like Bargy figure out...
What are you, 719 Tony? Rest his soul.
Yeah, but, okay. All right. I guess we'll just wait.
Murderer!
What?
Wait. What? AJ, why are you yelling murderer?
I didn't say anything.
You came from
AJ.
AJ, why are
we
you...
We know when you're talking.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. I'm just... I'm talking. I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Murderer!
AJ, relax.
There, you did it again.
I didn't...
Wait, AJ. Are you being contacted by the All-Week?
That wasn't me.
Wow, are you making fun of Plex outburst?
That's not very kind.
AJ... What's going on, buddy?
That. Something's talking instead of me.
All right, take off your helmet.
Very cute, AJ, but...
Yeah, I'm
taking off my helmet. See? My helmet's off.
You killed them all.
Whoa.
AJ,
your helmet is talking
without you. Talking without you.
I'm not crazy. Only Papa's the crazy one, right? We all agree on that.
We all agree on that.
Listen, AJ, there must be some radio interference in your helmet. Can you just maybe, I don't know, switch it off and switch it on again?
I don't want to get near it.
You can get near it. I believe in you.
Okay.
Don't touch it. Don't touch the helmet. You've done enough damage.
It's a ghost.
Wait.
How would the helmet have become haunted in the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
This planet's kind of spooky.
It's a warehouse planet.
And also, think of how many people AJ has killed. I mean, one of their spirits has definitely invaded his body, and now his helmet.
That's a safe bet.
You killed 7 billion people is how many people you killed.
Oh, AJ.
Hey, wait, I didn't do that. Okay, well, like 2 years ago on Fornox 7, I was part of a strike team, but you know.
7 billion people?
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You seem to have a lot of information.
All right, listen.
Sorry.
Listen, Spectre, we mean you no harm.
He's not a ghost.
I'm not a ghost.
You're not.
Z?
Oh. Okay.
I'm a guy.
It's a guy?
I'm just using context clues here. I think I'm like a smaller guy than you.
Okay.
My name's Timmis.
Oh, are you under the helmet?
No, I'm not under the helmet.
I don't see anything.
Stop moving the helmet around. Sir. Every time you move the helmet around, it's a catastrophe for me.
Timmis, we apologize. We're not trying to hurt you. What is going on?
Oh, you apologize. Oh, no, water under the bridge. My planet was destroyed.
Your planet?
Yeah.
Whoa. How? Did AJ shoot all of them?
I don't know what he did. There was floods. There was like a soap scourge that came from the skies.
Oh, no. Guys, I think Timmis lives in AJ's helmet.
Oh, yeah, there you are. My sweet nephew.
Did you murder all the people who were responsible yet?
Soon, I will. Don't worry.
Your nephew doesn't sound very good.
No, my nephew's not good. My nephew's the only other survivor.
I'm sorry, Timmis. I realize this is a sensitive situation, but...
It is!
When you look around, where are you?
It's ruin. It's clean chaos. All of the buildings have been wiped away... The vegetation, the wildlife.
Wow. AJ, the inside of your helmet...
Was a ghost place.
No, AJ, you're not even...
It was a civilization.
Of ghosts. Okay, got it.
C-53, does your frame have any sort of, like, magnification on your ocular sensors?
It does have this... For reading packing labels and stuff. This might be useful.
You think that's going to be strong enough?
It's a 1,000x magnification. So.
Whoa, really?
Well, sometimes packages are very small.
Oh, that's true. Listen, Timmis, we're...
Yeah, I'm listening.
We want to help you. What can we do?
What can you do? I'm not at the negotiating stage. I'm going to kill you guys stage.
Oh.
I'm going to get revenge. You heard my nephew?
All right.
No, AJ, put the gun down.
I love this helmet, but I'll take it out.
AJ, do not kill Timmis.
Timmis, I apologize for this, but I am going to lift up the helmet.
I'm going to try to find you within this helmet.
Yeah, take a look. I'll take off my little top hat and wave at you.
Okay, well, that might help, but truly, I don't know. You see the hat?
AJ, it's been 2 seconds.
I don't know, just he's waving the hat.
Pretty big hat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at 1,000 XP. It just takes a little while.
A little while.
Stovepipe.
Oh.
Oh, stovepipe.
As big as a hat can be.
Yep.
Reasonably.
You
got your novelty hats, obviously, but I don't wear those.
You know what? Take a look.
Oh, wow, Timmis.
Wow.
What a tiny ghost.
That hat is too big.
Okay, well, I'm not looking for fashion notes.
I'm just saying I feel like something else might be better suited.
Dar, don't pile on. His entire civilization just got destroyed.
I would say don't kill 7 billion of my my friends and family, even my enemies. I was happy to see them go.
You're
trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a silver lining that's really worth kind of...
So I still don't know what's happened.
Okay. AJ, I think what happened is your sealed helmet created a particularly rich biosphere for life to bloom.
Oh.
So this is Timmis. You see here?
A little ghost, got it.
Okay. And you see the ruined world around him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that, I believe, was home to 7 billion other sentients like Timmis.
Is it, what is it, like a germ or something?
No, I don't think... Germ is the right classification, but, yeah, you do appear to be single cell.
Yeah, we call ourselves germs. You guys have too many cells.
Okay.
Timmis, I'm so sorry about what happened to what? What was your world like?
Oh, it was incredible. We had a civilization, we had a form of government, we had buildings a millimeter high. We had a...
that's pretty high.
The teardrop sea, we had the pizza stain mountains... We had a really ambitious public housing project that worked correctly.
Wow.
It was a utopia. We were getting pancakes, we were getting bananas, we had all sorts of food up here. We would just live off of it.
Let me guess, sub-sandwiches?
Sub-sandwiches, if that's what you call them. We call them gifts from Little Rod.
Oh, you have Little Rod there.
Yeah, no, we know about your rod. Our rod would be smaller.
Yeah, that checks out.
Interesting.
Timmis... You know, this is wholly unexpected, but from an anthropological point of view, fascinating. What role did AJ play in your society?
So AJ was this sort of like neutral religious figure to us who just sort of existed and we tolerated him.
All right. Neutral religious figure.
You would have had to search far and wide to find one of us who, like, respected or revered him.
Oh, okay.
So it was more like it was just a face in the sky that was usually... yelling or staring off into the distance.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimpy.
I'm not feeling too well. I think this might be my final moment.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. What do you... Do you have, like, a request for me? Is there anything you need me to do before you...
Well, I would wish that you'd take care of my toys, but they're all gone.
Yeah, so...
I'll take care of my little kitty cat, but that was slaughtered. All of them were.
Yeah.
So I guess what I really want... is for you to just maniacally, terribly, horrifically maim anyone responsible for this terrible situation. In a way that no one will understand what they were, because their bodies would be so decimated.
Wow.
Well, if you say so... Oh.
Sing a song.
Jimpy, you're really holding on there. You want me to sing a song?
Yeah.
Is this for... As You Go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do one of our traditional folk songs. We love it when a pancake comes sliding in the helmet. We love to eat the pancake. We live for several weeks.
You guys are right next to the microphone.
You got that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got too much.
Timmis, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, you know.
My captain asked me to clean my helmet, so it's not my fault.
No, just following orders, huh?
Yeah, I was just following
orders. Oh, where have I heard that before?
Oh, yeah, so this isn't AJ's fault. This is my fault. I'm responsible for murdering billions.
No, Captain, it's not your fault. We didn't know. It was an accident.
Well, you guys are really eager to let yourselves off the hook for this.
Now, if it makes you feel any better, if there's entire worlds this small, we probably destroy them all the time on accident, flying through space, going to different planets.
Oh, well, yeah, you're real safe.
No. Yeah, does it feel like this is helping?
No, I guess not.
I was going to say, you guys seem pretty nice, but actually you're really callous.
Yeah, I mean, I was a neutral religious figure, so it's kind of like AJ giveth, AJ taketh away, you know? So.
I don't think that's your relationship with them.
I don't know.
AJ don't giveth. We don't talk about you giving us. AJ, were you the one putting the food up there?
That was me.
Okay, well, AJ giveth, I guess, but we didn't know, so it's a little late.
And if you were walking in the helmet, and there was only one set of flagella...
Oh, which there weren't. There were billions of us.
Oh, okay, never mind. That doesn't work. That doesn't... But, no, I was always stuffing up in there, and then everybody would get mad at me. They didn't even want me to feed you. They were like, don't do that.
Well, to be fair, AJ, you didn't know you were feeding a civilization.
Well, I didn't know. So I'm just telling you, Timus, that I've been on your side the entire time feeding you guys. Didn't want to clean it, but the crew made me do it.
I guess, conceptually, I appreciate that, but it's pretty cold comfort, as you could imagine.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, talking about this, Mike, did you guys hear the dying wish of my small nephew?
We did. It came through.
Small even by my standards.
Oh, Jimpy was kind of little.
Yeah, we could. Cute.
No, we could see on the display.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can see me right now?
Yeah.
Hey, watch this.
Flip us off.
It's kind of hard to tell, though. You don't have fingers.
Yeah.
You get the drift.
Yeah, I think
it's body language.
We did watch Jimpy kind of, like, fart and explode.
And now we die.
The walls just broke down and...
Listen,
spilled out.
Listen, Timus, I know you may not believe me, but we're good guys. We want to help you. Maybe we can get back on Bargy. We can figure out a way to transfer you, and you could build a new colony somewhere.
Put you in a sugar solution or something.
Well, that sounds nice, but I gotta get revenge. You heard Jimpy.
Yeah, you guys heard Jimpy.
I gotta kill some people.
Isn't living well the best revenge?
That would be a pretty good revenge. Yeah. I'm happy to get that. Yeah. But he was actually pretty...
Yeah, he's quite explicit.
Jimpy was
psychotically specific with his instructions that I needed to break you guys down so bad that you wouldn't recognize yourselves. Now look, that's a tall order for a little guy like me, but I'll figure it out.
Maybe you could break us down emotionally, and then we won't even recognize the new persons that we've become.
Yeah, because we're so much, we're better people, you know?
Yes.
I could start, bullying you guys, but then maybe when you set me down to, like, relocate, maybe could you put me on, like, the handle of a gun that's aimed at you?
I don't think so. That might be a little too...
Yeah, I'm down for it. I will lock and load you, man.
All right.
Dennis, I think even the smallest gun we'd be capable of providing you with would be too large for you to fire.
Well, I mean, it'd give me about, like, a month... And then we sort of, like, develop a society who would be heavier than the past society, and we would sort of weigh down the handle of the gun, like the trigger.
Yeah, that's actually a good question, Timus. How long is, like, a life cycle for your species? Like,
oh, we play it fast and loose. It's, I'm about a month old myself.
Oh, okay.
And is that considered?
Record-breakingly old.
Wow.
And you survived your planet's apocalypse.
It's as if I'm cursed.
Never mind then. Yeah. No.
Well, I see there's two different schools of thoughts on that. Yeah.
Sure.
I guess I might as well be optimistic.
Yeah, well,
So let's bully you guys.
I don't know.
You can start with me. I'm pretty tough.
Okay, we got a tough guy. What are you compensating for, tough guy?
That's a good question, Dark.
Really? I have to think about it, I guess?
Oh, I can help. They're a little anxious about the fact that they've been put into a leadership position aboard the ship,
so
there's been a lot of...
heavy as a head.
Sure, exactly. Also, they had a baby about 7 months ago.
Oh, and congratulations.
Yeah, so there's a lot of anxiety about that.
That's
so
interesting.
Am I working too much? Am I being a parent too much? And, I mean, don't get me started on them and Nermit breaking up. That's been a real roller coaster for everybody.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So really, I mean, if you really wanted to take Dar down, I'm not saying you should. I think you should start thinking about...
Crush. Dar, don't do this. You're giving him exactly what he wants.
Now resetting Bargy and Jade. Okay, wow. All right. Wow. I feel the same. Robot Man isn't here. Incoming message from the Toodle is okay. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
They're not here.
What?
They're out. They're in the ground of some planet. I don't know.
The mission was due to be over already. I got the delivery notification for the pallets of pamphlets.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I had to do a whole reset. You know, something happened in a very long time. So in a way, okay. It's actually good.
Okay.
Because it was a couple of cobwebs, a couple of strains inside of my heart that was just causing me a lot of problems.
Okay.
So let's have a party. You, me, and Pohat. We're celebrating because I also have some good news.
Really? What happened?
I am not doing development anymore. It's a failure.
Oh, great. So you were, just to be clear, I'm not necessarily a showbiz guy, so you were getting projects pitched to you were trying to get those funded, get actors attached, get directors attached, and that was a total failure.
See, you know way more than I do.
Oh.
Because I just thought if you just yell out, I'm in development, things start developing.
Oh.
And they did not. Anyway, we're celebrating. Me, you, Ho-Hat.
All right, nice. I'm going to do Let's Dance. And
I'm dancing.
Oh, that's really rich, Plek. You think I'm easy to bully?
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say all those things. I just
You did. You had them at the ready.
Come on. I'm way easier to make fun of than you are. I'm a total mess. Let's see. I wear a bathrobe and carry a stick because a cater waiter told me to.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saved the galaxy, and actually, I think I made it worse. That's a slam dunk.
Oh, yeah, that's a spicy ball wheat. Okay.
I can't lift boxes the way anybody else can.
Now that. You're not strong.
Yeah.
You're weak.
Yeah.
You're weak.
Okay.
If anybody wants to bully me, it'd be so easy. It's like, AJ, you're, like, too smart. AJ, you're, like, super strong. AJ, you're, like, fun.
No, you're not just yelling characteristics at people. It has to be.
That just seems like what we're doing right now.
Okay.
What? You guys are unbelievably low status. Just impossibly. I always thought revenge would be satisfying. Everyone always talks about how you get revenge and it feels really good and
Timis,
fulfilling.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but we're already right at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, Timis, their weak organic minds are very prone to these, sad interactions.
Okay.
Mr. I don't want to talk about the sea captain.
I told you not to bring up the sea captain.
All right, what could that story possibly be, C-53? You had fun on the water, and now you miss it?
Oh, that's what you think that story's about.
I'm too cool. I get it.
AJ, shut up.
Wow, I did it.
All right, get it together.
Listen. This is exactly what Timis wants. We have to stick together and be a team. Surely there's a way for us as diplomats to help everyone, right? Timis, you don't want to make us feel worse, right?
Well, I do, but it's a lateral move, really.
Exactly. What if we figured out a way to help you?
What do you mean? What could you do for a little fella like me?
We could brainstorm something, I'm sure.
We could make you, like, a really small gun.
No.
Oh, now we're talking.
Another one of AJ's two smart ideas.
Yes.
Hey, stop bullying me.
Oh, that way actually, what that actually was.
That was. I know.
Now you're getting it.
No, I know.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't you guys all get real close to the helmet?
Okay.
Just like get
like how close to the helmet.
I got it. But
I'm a little guy. A teardrop
so
is an
little.
Ocean to me.
Oh, look at you! Right, I'm looking at you right now.
Get as close as possible.
Okay, well, I can put the helmet on.
Yeah, put the helmet on.
All right.
Oh, no, it's
in the helmet.
We're both in the helmet.
Yeah, now we're both in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in here with you. You're in here with me.
Oh, what?
Or the other way. I don't know.
Huh?
Which is the more intimidating way to say that?
I mean, we're both in here, so I'm confused. What do you want?
AJ, take the helmet back off.
I can't.
Ah, that's right.
What? Timis, what did you do?
That's right. I've been rewiring the helmet. It's going to self-destruct.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to take out each and every one of you with me.
Wait, AJ. AJ, are there explosives in your helmet?
Well, yeah, every Clint helmet has a bunch of explosives.
Why? AJ.
AJ,
why would you put that helmet on if you knew there were explosives inside?
Timis told me to.
Timis, how is that possible?
Difficult. It was a painstaking process. I did it all in the last 5 minutes, which for me was 2 years. Oh boy, it was a long time. I had to get in there. I had to use my weird little body to reroute wires. I was mostly guessing, but I think I got it.
Man, and you just distracted us while we tore each other apart. We made it so easy.
Ow!
Yeah, Here, take that!
AJ!
I didn't do anything!
I did.
He's assumed control of the suit's servos.
I'm possessed by a ghost!
No, AJ, have
no,
you not
AJ,
listening?
You know it's a germ.
You haven't been listening
you
at all.
Saw the germ.
Oh no, I'm also the strongest, like we've talked about.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that, buddy.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's see. Who wants to arm wrestle me?
Oh, it's really hard to turn down an arm wrestle.
Dar, don't fall for it.
Yeah.
I have to do it. You know me. When someone offers to arm wrestle, I gotta go.
I actually did not know that.
Hey, bring all the table and do a stool.
We need to order these.
That's cool.
Oh,
okay.
I wouldn't mind if you could set those right here.
Sure. Why not? Listen, Timmis.
Yeah.
If you can beat Dar in an arm wrestling competition, will you? If AJ and you can beat Dar in an arm wrestling competition, will you let us live?
I'll consider it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that was easy.
I gotta win the arm wrestling contest.
Oh,
pretty magnanimous of them.
We're all gonna get blown up.
Oh.
Did somebody say arm wrestling, Judd?
No.
Sure, because I think I heard it.
Back in the truck.
Okay.
No, we could actually use your services, man.
All right, I'll be back at 4.
Okay.
I'm sorry. How does arm wrestling work that you would require a judge for it? That there isn't just an obvious winner and loser? I might have different rules.
I mean, it's pretty, yeah.
Clearly we're trying to find work for the elderly on this planet. Sure. It's a pretty great system, if you ask me.
Social network.
If I don't do this, I'll just sit in a chair and think about all my memories.
Oh. Yeah, way too sad. You should
and
judge this
not
instead.
Good memories either. They're pretty shitty.
Hey, guys, I think we're going to be okay because I will definitely win this arm wrestling match against Dar.
Great. And Dar, I think if you kind of sell it a little bit before you lose, then it might make Timmis think
that
you...
wait, so I mean, I have to lose?
Yeah, you got to take it down after.
I don't think I could do that. I just...
Okay, space bitches, in your chair!
Wow.
Nerman party, Bargy party, Nerman party, Bargy party,
Hold on, sorry, I have to take this call. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know this is, like, a time for us to, like, catch up and really...
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna keep dancing. Zacky boys, this way, Zacky boys.
Actually, can you turn? I'm gonna put you on mute. I'm so sorry. This is Zacky
boys down in...
Hello?
Hi, Barge.
Yeah, who's this?
Barge, this is Quantum Productions. You contacted us about, potentially working on a project with us.
Yeah, I know. So what, you're gonna reject me? Is that what you called it to? You don't need to do that. It's okay. I'm just gonna hang up, okay?
We know
how this works. I know you're just calling to just tell me, oh, we loved you, but you're not really what we're looking for at the moment. You know, then why did you even try?
No.
You know, it's people like you who make me sick, okay? You bring people into rooms, you give them hope, and then you shit in their faces. That's what's happening right now.
I'm gonna
block this number. I don't want you to ever call me again. Okay, that's all of you.
Barge, I'm giving you the green light.
I'm blocking all of your numbers. In fact, I'm going to take everything you ever send me, create fake sentences, and blackmail you. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, why would you do that?
All right, goodbye. This is forever.
Barge, all you got to do is give us a signature, and it's a go.
Goodbye, you son of a... Oh, jeez. That's it. Blocked. Unmute. Did you hear that?
Yeah, this... You really brought the party down.
So you've seen him, right? That's what I have to deal with all the time.
Bargy, they clearly greenlit your movie.
Wait. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow. This is really what they call making your own luck.
Oh, no! Why?
Oh, yeah. 10 points for the left, 8 points for the right.
What?
It's not a binary system.
No, that's why I can never let up.
I might get a TKO on this.
Dar, you have to lose. You have to just let AJ win.
Why can't you believe in me? I heard all those horrible things you said about me earlier.
No, Dar, it's
not. I heard them with my ears because you said them to my face.
Dar, listen, those things are what make you strong. You have deep inner turmoil that you're constantly struggling with. It's about conquering your fears and your anxieties. That's what make you a better person.
I will conquer my fears and anxieties.
No, not through arm wrestling, Dar.
It's the only way.
No, it really is not.
Who's winning? I have no frame of reference. Am I ahead or behind?
Honestly, yeah, I don't know. Honestly.
Well, the left side just did a double-double, and the right side did a triple-chuck-chuck, so it's a tie.
I've never heard of any of these
moves.
You've
got incredible technique, Dar. I'll give you that. That triple-chuck-chuck.
Oh, yeah, I chuck-chuck like the chuckiest.
Must be a regional variant I'm not familiar with.
I'm between the two wires, which are the size of counties to me, and I will, I can just connect them to make an explosion.
No, do not do that, Timmis. Look.
I just need the okay for that. Just let me know when I've lost.
Dar, listen. You have to lose this fight.
And now we've entered the double points round.
Dar.
Hang on, I'm dropping off this scoreboard.
You need to save us. Save us all and lose this fight.
Sorry, Mom. Back at four.
It's all in the garage.
Fleck, are you trying to tell me that by losing, I can win? That just doesn't make any sense.
It does, Dar. Listen, we're losers, okay? We're losers, and that's what makes us great. We're underdogs.
Hey, everybody, is it cool if these two cheerleading teams practice right here?
I don't know why they would do that.
Let's go. Do it now. You can do it anytime. Do it now. Do it now.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is just what I needed, a second win.
No, Dar, stop. You have to throw this.
Go lefty. It's lefty. Go lefty. Double chop chop.
Dar.
Go lefty. Double chop chop.
Dar, listen to me. You have to have the strength to lose.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
Yeah! Oh.
No, we have a winner!
Thank you. Dar, thank you for throwing that fight. That was...
I didn't throw the fight. You distracted me. You said something so unfleck and so profound. I scrambled me completely, and I lost.
We did it, Timmis. We did it, bro.
We won?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, great. I've just been... waiting for the answer.
I think my arm is very damaged.
You guys are pathetic. I am a germ. I bullied you and I beat you in an arm wrestling contest. Rules for me. Again, I am closer to not existing than to existing. That's pretty pathetic.
You seem like a pretty evolved germ.
Well, I'm tipping my hat to you, not that you can see.
How did you make the hat, though?
That is a great question.
What is the hat made?
A smaller germ. Yeah, look.
Glass houses, Timmis.
We got a utopian society.
How many tinier germs had to die for that hat?
Oh, well, they weren't a big... They were smaller than me, so they weren't a big deal, you know? Like, their lives meant nothing to me.
Trophies for sale? Trophies for sale? For sale?
I'm just gonna wait here till my son comes at four, so...
So wait, you're telling me that this entire time I've actually been getting a lot of... development deals?
It sure seems that way, Barge. How many calls like this have you done?
Like once every other day.
Barge, that sounds like you would have dozens of projects in the pipeline.
And sometimes they just send me just cold, hard croon, and I send it back because I'm like,
what?
That's demeaning. I just thought they were like making fun of me or something.
I mean, I know I'm not your manager, but this is some just kind of free advice. It's like, if someone calls again from Hollywood, just like listen to the words they say.
Wow. Huh. Oh, sir. All right, bye, Nermit.
Huh?
Hello? Hi. Listen, I'm so sorry that I've given up so many opportunities, but whatever you're about to say, I'm gonna say yes. Definitely. I will do it. I'm ready. This is my time.
That's great news, Bargie. Could you come pick us up, please?
Okay, gonna disconnect.
No.
Timmis.
Yeah.
You know, I want to just say again, I'm sorry we wiped out your whole civilization,
it's
but...
It's okay, I've had years of my own time to process it.
Oh.
What are you gonna do?
I mean...
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Can you guys set me down somewhere? Or put me... Do you guys have, like, a refrigerator? Do you guys have refrigerators?
We do have
okay,
a refrigerator.
Okay, we don't have those, so that was a shot in the dark. But if you have one of those, you could, like, put me in there?
Yeah, sure, you know?
Yeah, what sort of is the ideal environment for your species?
I guess, like, this helmet. A place with, like, food that keeps getting put in there and never cleaned. If you have, like, a place like that.
Yeah, that would be our refrigerator.
Yeah, that sounds about right, honestly.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll just be completely alone.
So sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm actually... getting my glove comm is. Are you doing this, Timmis?
No, I'm not doing anything.
All right, let me click my glove comm.
Timmis, over here.
Oh, my glove is haunted.
Well, who's saying that?
Timmis, we hacked the communicator on his wrist.
Oh, my little rod. There's other survivors. I'm not the only one.
Praise little rod.
Praise little rod.
Praise little rod.
Yeah, we're all very
under
devout.
Under little rod's eye.
Wait, how did you get onto the wrist from the human?
Okay, well, sometimes when I have a runny nose.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need to keep it around. No,
I'll take
sense.
My
you,
helmet off and I'll to, like, yeah. wipe on my glove.
AJ, that's...
This society is plentiful with salty chips.
Wait, so you could just like put me on your wrist and I could go be with my own kind?
Yeah, sure.
Timmis, this is amazing.
Yeah, AJ. Timmis, is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, it's great with me. I can finally stand trial for my crimes. I was a criminal.
The judge is still here.
What?
Oh, yeah, I was a criminal. I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
But, fair's fair. I should stand trial.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Timmis, I'm about to transfer you from helmet to glove, so hold on.
Okay. I don't know what's happening. I have no frame of reference.
I'm going to use my pressurized air cannon.
Okay.
I usually use it to blow up birthday candles, but I'm going to blow you onto my glove.
Don't love what I'm hearing, but
you're going to be moving really fast.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
All right. Like a seatbelt or anything I
can
apply?
No, you're just going to be shooting through the air.
Fly safe, Lieutenant.
I'll try to get you as close as possible, but you're probably going to be
going. Like a real crapshoot.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, probably equivalent for you is thousands of miles an hour.
Yeah, no, well, let's see how it goes.
All right, ready? One, two.
It was a real roller coaster down there, guys.
So am I just not washing this glove ever, or what are we doing?
We're sticking it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Just take your glove, put it in the fridge, use one of your spares.
Oh, yeah, I do have a lot of spare gloves. All right, well, here you go.
I'm just going to stuff some of these in my glove.
So long, Timmis.
Hey, see you guys. I'm in prison now, but I appreciate everything you did for me.
Hey, little Rod Speed, buddy.
Hey, Big Rod Speed to you.
It's just Rod here normally.
Just normal Rod?
No,
that's
just Rod.
Not even. You guys to think your Rod is the normal
no,
Rod.
No, it's just Rod. We just call
it. I thought that was pretty nice of us to say Little Rod. We assumed there were bigger Rods out there.
Should I close the door or what?
Yeah, you just
go. Right now to die of old age in prison.
Hey, guys, listen. I owe you all an apology. Dar, I'm sorry I got you in your head about your anxieties. C-53, I'm sorry for bringing up the sea captain again. AJ, I'm...
Can't believe you're bringing this all up now. I kind of forgotten about
it,
and now...
I don't care.
Oh, I have to relive it.
And Bargie, I'm sorry I left the hatch open for so long while I loaded boxes by myself.
You don't need to apologize to me. You know, I'm working with someone new now. They're not my manager, but they're my free advisor.
Really?
Lizard Man.
Nermit.
Yeah, guys, I turned down the job of Bargie's manager because it had offered no perks, but I am,
what do you get as a free advisor?
Nothing. It's free.
Neither of us gain from this relationship, so it's very neutral.
I think you're describing a friend, Bargie.
We just hang out. We just talk.
No, it's not a friend. It's free advice.
It's not friendship. We gossip.
Yeah, that's a friend.
We give each other nicknames.
Yeah.
All right, well, whatever makes you guys both feel good.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, someone should be feeling good right now. And I'm glad it's you, Bargie.
Hey, Dar, don't be that upset that I beat you.
Wow.
You're right. It's not that big a deal because we can go again right now. Ah!
Oh, no. Come on, guys. Not this. Again.
I'll get the scoreboard.
Where did the cheerleaders... Why did the cheerleaders get on the ship with us?
Did anybody ask for an arm wrestling judge?
Nobody said that, but...
Yeah, we do need you, yes.
Okay, my son still hasn't picked me up, so...
No, it's well past four.
Hello?
RT5. Credits and attributions droid. Commencing outro protocol. Flight Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargee the Ship, Jimpy, and the elderly arm wrestling judge were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Teen Mom, Norbundalite, and the truck were played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Timus the Germ was played by special guest Branson Reese. Branson is a cartoonist, writer, and comedian in Brooklyn. He is DM of the popular actual play podcast Rude Tales of Magic, author and illustrator of the book Hell Was Full, and creator of the webcomic Swan Boy. Branson has also written for We Bear Bears on Cartoon Network and acted in Alternatino with Arturo Castro on Comedy Central. Follow him on Twitter at Branson Reese. This episode was edited by Alden Ford, sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Recorded at Robert Duncan Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Opening call narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Rogerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Vision to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
These are real podcast listeners, not actors.
What do you look for in a podcast?
Reliability is big for me.
Power.
I'd say comfort.
What do you think of this?
Oh.
That's Jordan Jesse Go.
Jordan Jesse Go?
They came out of the floor?
And down from the ceiling?
That can't be safe.
I'm upset.
Can we go now?
Soon. Jordan Jesse Go, a real podcast.
Strange planets, curious technology, and a fantastic vision of the distant future. Featuring Martin Starr.
So we're going on day 14. Shuttle still hasn't come.
Aparna Nancherla.
The security system provides you with emotional security. You do the rest.
Echo Kellum.
Can you disconnect me or not?
Hari Kondabolu.
I'm staying.
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Jeffrey McGiver.
Could you play Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
It's The Outer Reach. Stories from beyond.
Now available for free at MaximumFun.org or anywhere you listen.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
You know, like the bacteria. I'm sure it's like...
What if... Like, this is insane. What if every Clint has a... alternate dimension Timus world in their helmet.
God.
Like they're like mirror images. And we find one where Timus has died, but the rest of the planet.
That is so crazy.
Wait, it's like the reverse of the end of Men in Black where it like zooms out to a marble. It's like it's zooming in to every
every Clint helmet.
God.
That's Hattie. That might be too Hattie. Insane even
Sorry,
for us.
Let me know if she's
yeah.
if she's too much.